Chapter 108. Sometimes it resembles something meaningful. We are moving things. I mean, moving things. We are moving things. We are moving things. We walk, we dance, we swing our arms and sway from side to side, forever in motion. Cannot keep still, foot tapping, finger drumming, beating heart beings. We are alive, therefore we move. I was set in motion like a giant wheel beginning to turn, the great road of the future appearing ahead. Living in a boathouse was a beginning, not an end. I was thinking in song, stalking it and walking all around it and looking at it from different angles. I wondered if there was a greater audience than the nocturnal creatures I entertained each night, plucking fishing line, thumping fist on timber dinghy while reciting and crooning into an empty watering can for effect. Sometimes a possum would romp across the roof above me, screeching some indecipherable appreciation of my performance. Had the time come to further my field, to reach out, to stand up and start moving once more? However, venturing further afield, adventuring required funding. Following on from Melody's lead, I got a job in construction. Strapped leather pouch to front and hung hammer from belt, became acquainted with the inner life of wood and wooden houses, the essential role of work songs, and the intricacies of carpentry. Yes, I lived for a time with a workday routine and repetition, when not hitting thumb with hammer, developing a reckless gift for daydreaming, gazing out through window frames and indulging in sudden downpours, or watching the sun break open, spilling its eggy innards over the western suburbs. I admit I was happy there for a time, with that simple way of life. A life of roughened hands, blisters and splinters, the grit of sawdust in hair and available orifices, the ravenous midday appetite where one would eat almost anything, and of the trance of evening fatigue. My brain went partially to sleep, hibernated for a time, as deep reflection was not required, in the same way that driving long distances numbs the mind. Rudimentary maths was occasionally required, though many a beam was still cut too long or too short. Many a door grew in height out of spite. Come midday, we would sit in shade, chewing cud, indulging in chinwag, what was in the papers at the time, what was not, theories and conspiracies, or picturing the night and what we would do in it and with whom. In the bleary midday heat, we raved like marooned sailors on some uncharted island. I tried to keep my head clear, to keep clear in my mind why I was there and where it was supposed to be leading. The brain was partially dormant, though in the heart, want remained, poised and calm as a cool stone Buddha. For mental stimulation, I read Wuthering Heights in slow motion, often reading the same page over and over as I could never get to the end of it, falling a little in love with Catherine Earnshaw. Lying there on my Hessian bed, dog-tired out by the workday, mustering motivation and momentum to occasionally scratch cryptic notes with a quill on the corner of a bedsheet. Sometimes it resembled something meaningful. Sometimes simply the dramatic splatter of a squashed mosquito.